Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ local area weather forecast is calling for a 20% chance of showers during the afternoon with increasing cloud coverage and a high near 68. I'm Jeremy Smith reporting the news. Due to scheduling conflicts, the TIF meeting, originally scheduled for Monday, September the 26th at 5 p.m. at City Hall, has been rescheduled for Wednesday, September the 28th at 5 p.m. at City Hall. More news right after this break.
If you're anything like me, you're ready to say goodbye budget stress and hello fall style. That's why I went to Kohl's, where I not only got an extra 15% off, I also got styles from Sonoma Goods for Life for under $9, clothes for my husband from Apartment 9 at just over $10, and boots for less than $43. Or you can save more with a Kohl's card. So if you want more style and more savings, you know where to go. Select styles. 15% offer on September 25th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Graber Post Buildings is hiring for full-time positions in their metal and wood production facilities. They offer competitive pay, up to $18 an hour, depending on experience and job knowledge, bonus structures, matched 401k contributions, paid holidays, PTO, and more. Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4:30, with a Saturday rotation. Stop by their sales office in Montgomery, Indiana, or apply online at graberpost.com. Join a company that has been around since 1973 and is built on strong core values. Join their team today.
Other banks go out of their way to make redeeming credit card rewards needlessly complicated, like how they require minimums or force you to use your rewards before reaching some arbitrary expiration date. But Discover isn't like that. With Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time, so you'll never have to jump through hoops. Unless you're like a trapezist, then by all means, go right ahead. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
And now the rest of the news. Guest speaker Sharon McGuire will give a presentation on hobo quilts at the Friends of the Fairfield Public Library annual meeting to be held on Monday, September the 26th at 2 p.m. in the library's meeting room. The gathering is open to the public, and refreshments will be served. Sharon will tell the group about the history of hobo quilts, which feature signs hobos left for each other as they traveled the countryside by foot or by rail from the late 19th into the first half of the 20th century. Among the signs were indicators that told them which towns were safe, which were dangerous, and where they might find food, lodging, and work. Sharon will also bring a sample quilt to the meeting. Friends of the Library was formed to promote the activities and goals of the Fairfield Public Library. All proceeds from fundraisers are given to the library. Dues are $12 per year for an individual, $20 for a family, and $30 for a business or nonprofit organization. On September the 19th at 11:31 a.m., Fairfield police responded to a traffic crash at the railroad tracks at 700 South 1st Street in Fairfield between a pickup truck and a passenger car. The investigation indicated a Ford pickup truck being driven by Christopher G. Sharp, 25 of St. Elmo, Illinois, was struck in the rear by a Ford Fusion being driven by 19-year-old Madeline M. Rusk of Alney. Sharp was cited and released for driving while license suspended. Rusk was cited for failure to reduce speed to avoid an accident. No one was injured, and there was moderate damage to both vehicles. On September the 19th at 2:39 p.m., Fairfield officers responded to 1304 Southwest 7th Street, Lot 9 in Fairfield, on a report of an unwanted person. On arrival, officers found an intoxicated Haley N. Morgan inside the residence. After being informed the residents wanted her to depart and failing to comply, Morgan was placed under arrest. She was transported to the Wayne County Jail and lodged pending a bond hearing on a charge of criminal trespass to a residence. On September the 19th at around 6 p.m., Fairfield police were notified by IDOT of a traffic crash on I-64 at mile marker 108 westbound. A tractor-trailer had run off the road, and a guardrail would have to be removed to retrieve it. This required the interstate to be shut down westbound from the 110 on-ramp to the 100 exit. IDOT called to request Fairfield Police assist with the sudden influx of diverted traffic into Fairfield on Route 45 North. There were also reports of congestion for southbound traffic on 45 from Fairfield, and Fairfield Police were assisted by the Wayne County EMA for approximately 2 hours in moving the traffic through the traffic lights at 1st and Delaware Street, as well as 1st and Main. On September the 21st at 12:15 p.m., Fairfield Police arrested Shannon L. Cohn, 35, of Fairfield, while inside a residence at 705 West Water Street in Fairfield, after the homeowner requested officers check the house. Cohn was transported to the Wayne County Jail and lodged pending the posting of $120 cash bond on a charge of criminal trespass to a residence. On September the 21st at 11:32 a.m., Fairfield Police conducted a traffic stop in the 300 block of South 1st Street in Fairfield for an open back lift gate on a vehicle. This investigation led to Terry R. Lee II being cited for driving while license suspended. He was released on a notice to appear. Court has been set for October 27th. Fairfield Police are seeking the public's assistance with a crash that happened on September 21st at around 2:35 p.m. in the 1100 block of West Delaware Street between a tractor trailer hauling an oversized load and a large white dump truck. Anyone that witnessed these vehicles on the roadway in that area are requested to contact the Fairfield Police Department at 842-2152. The Grayville City Council will hold their regular council meeting on Monday, September the 26th at 7 p.m. at City Hall, with a public meeting to be held at 6:45 regarding the OSLAD grant application. During the regular council meeting, there will be an executive session regarding the appointment, employment, compensation, discipline, performance, or dismissal of employees of the administrative and police departments. Collective negotiation matters concerning salary schedules for one or more classes of employees, and the setting of a price for sale or lease of property owned by the public body. In old business, the council will discuss the water filtration plant, ISP Health and Welfare Fund, and security camera system quotes. Items in new business include Bosch & Associates audit presentation to approve the FY 2022 audit, the second reading of Ordinance 930, vacating a portion of Vine Street, and the setting of Halloween trick-or-treat hours. The 17th annual Ironclad Art Motorcycle Day will be held on Sunday, September the 25th, with a rain date of Sunday, October the 2nd, on the grounds at Cedarhurst Center for the Arts. There will be free admission for spectators and display-only bikes with free parking. Bike registration is $10 and will include awards, judging, and swag bag. Registration is from 9 a.m. until noon. Registered bikes will be eligible for trophy judging. The awards presentation will be at 3 p.m. with 16 trophies awarded in a variety of classes and 5 giveaway prizes from Roadhouse Harley-Davidson. There will be live music, food concessions by the Frosty Mug Bar and Grill, and James Dirt Dorner of Art by Dirt will transform scrap motorcycle parts into unique sculptures. The event is being sponsored by Roadhouse Harley-Davidson, Rex and Mary Ellen Cusimano, Tony Cusimano, and Paul Shields, Allstate Insurance. Full event information can be found at their website at cedarhurst.org/ironclad-art-the-motorcycle. The river stages as of this morning. The Little Wabash east of Fairfield stands at 9.21 feet below its 17-foot flood stage. Meanwhile, the Skillet Fork at Wayne City has a reading of 5.05 feet. Its flood stage is 15 foot. The Little Wabash below Clay City is at 8.04 feet below its 18-foot flood stage. And elsewhere in the area, Bonpaw Creek at Browns reads 1.81 feet. The Little Wabash at Main Street in Carmi reads 4.03 feet, and the Wabash River at Mount Carmel currently sits at 3.08 feet. Today's crude oil price is $76.49, up 55 cents from yesterday. The November crude oil price is $83.71, down 17 cents from yesterday morning. That's a look at news. Area deaths are next.
At the end of a hospital stay, families are often faced with difficult decisions about their loved ones needing skilled rehabilitation care. Regardless of where your loved one's hospital is, the Transitional Care Rehab Program at Hamilton Memorial Hospital can help. Our skilled rehab and nursing care can provide twice daily physical and occupational therapies, daily access to providers, and private bed and bathrooms, all right here close to your family's home. If you're faced with care decisions, ask your loved one's care planner about Hamilton Memorial Hospital Transitional Care Rehabilitation or call 643-5824.
Hurry into the energy savings event at Lowe's. Save energy and save money on select major appliances, including Whirlpool energy efficient appliances. You can also use less water with WaterSense bathroom faucets, starting at just $19.98. Plus, find other great energy saving items throughout the store and check your eligibility for rebates in your area to save even more. Don't miss the energy savings event at Lowe's. Selection varies by location. Exclusions apply. Visit Lowe's.com for details. Valid through 9/28.
Fairfield Memorial Hospital, excellence in community health care. The team at Fairfield Memorial Hospital knows that finding breast cancer early can help save lives. Mammograms are one of the most important tools to diagnose breast cancer and breast abnormalities. 3D mammography lowers patient radiation dose and increases image quality. At Fairfield Memorial, they understand the feelings of stress or worry about an upcoming mammogram. Rest assured you are not alone, and they will answer any questions and concerns you have. Mammograms are an integral part of preventive medicine for women. Don't wait. Get your mammogram scheduled today by calling the FMH Diagnostic Imaging Department at 618-847-8249. Saturday options are available to meet your busy schedule needs. Fairfield Memorial Hospital, excellence in community health care.
When Big Mobile charges you an arm and a leg, they're taking your money and your power. And your arm and leg. Boost Mobile gives your power back with an unlimited plan for $25 a month on one of America's largest 5G networks. We can't give you back your arm and your leg because we're not qualified surgeons. Unless you're an iguana who can grow limbs back. Switch to Boost and get an unlimited plan for $25 a month. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power. New customers only. One line, $25 per month with auto pay. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nell's Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nell's Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. Gladys Lucille Ramsey, 91 of Rock Falls, died recently. A celebration of life ceremony will be held at 2 p.m. today at Powers General Baptist Church in Xenia. Interment of her remains and that of her late daughter, Deborah Burkett, will follow in Pleasant Mound Powers Cemetery. James Robert Endicott, 100, of Carmi, died on Friday, September the 1st. Funeral services will be held at 11 a.m. tomorrow at Campbell Funeral Home in Carmi. Burial will follow at North Maple Ridge Cemetery, with full military honors accorded by the U.S. Marine Corps, Carmi VFW Post 3851, and the Carmi American Legion Post 224. Visitation will be held from 4 until 7 p.m. tonight at the funeral home. Clara Roberts of Springfield, Illinois, formerly of Iliopolis, died recently. Funeral services will be held at the Iliopolis Christian Church tomorrow, with visitation to be held from 2 until 3 p.m. The service will follow the visitation. Burial will be held at a later date at the Iliopolis Riverside Cemetery. George D. Seacrest, 75, died on Tuesday, September the 20th. A graveside service will be held at 1 p.m. on Monday, September the 26th at Crest Haven Memorial Park in Claremont, Illinois. Connie Ann Newman, 70, of McLeansboro, died on Tuesday, September the 13th. A private family service will be held at a later date. Brent E. Thomason, 57, of Fairfield, died on Saturday, September the 17th. Brent will be cremated and his ashes buried in Maple Hill Cemetery at a later date with no formal services. Lorna Gay Leathers, 79, of Flora, died on September the 19th. There will be no services. Ricky L. Buchanan, 57, of Fairfield, died on Tuesday, September the 20th. Per his request, his body will be cremated and no services will be held. Mark A. Andrist, 61, of Fairfield, died on Tuesday, September the 20th. Visitation will be held from 5 until 7 p.m. today at Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home. The family has requested casual dress for the occasion. Following the visitation, Mark's body will be cremated with no burial at this time. Brenda Renee's Burke Ramirez, 49, of Grayville, died on Wednesday, September the 21st. In keeping with her wishes, she was cremated and a celebration of life will be held at a later date. And as a reminder, we update our obituaries, including a full list of survivors regularly, on our website at WFIWradio.com. Again, today's WFIW WOKZ local area weather forecast shows a 20% chance of showers throughout the afternoon with increasing cloud coverage and a high near 68. I'm Jeremy Smith reporting the news.
Asbury & Associates is adding a new member to their medical staff. Meet Physician Assistant Shane Bowen. Shane will be offering primary care services at our Centralia office. Shane offers a multitude of services, including minor surgical repairs, including lacerations, excision of ingrown toenails, skin biopsies, trigger point injections, DOT physicals, and so much more. Call Asbury & Associates to schedule an appointment with Shane Bowen, 618-244-4800.
Finding the right specialist for your orthopedic needs just got easier. Wabash General Hospital offers non-surgical and conservative treatments, including physical therapy, as well as minimally invasive surgeries like total joint replacement or tendon repair. Also spinal conditions, herniated discs, and scoliosis. Wabash General Hospital is committed to combining passion and knowledge to heal. Call today, 618-263-6400. That's 618-263-6400.
Every moment.
Hawkins picked it off. Thought about a three. Drives down the lane. And he slams it in.
Every play.
Hawkins to Melendez.
Every celebration.
And the Big Ten championship is in Champaign.
Illinois basketball season tickets are available now. Be in State Farm Center for every home game this season for as low as $250. Get your tickets today at FightingIllini.com.
Time now for a Friday check of sports. The Cardinals avoided a sweep in San Diego with a 5-4 comeback win over the Padres. Brendan Donovan drilled a go-ahead grand slam in the seventh inning for St. Louis, which snapped a three-game skid. Lars Nootbaar also went deep in the victory. Jack Flaherty gave up three runs, two earned, in six innings for his win. Giovanni Gallegos posted his 14th save. The 88-63 Cardinals remain 7.5 games ahead of the Brewers in the NL Central Division. Jose Quintana starts for the St. Louis Cardinals tonight as they take on the Dodgers. Nick Chubb rushed for 113 yards and a touchdown as the Browns beat the Steelers 29-17 in a Thursday night showdown in Cleveland. Jacoby Brissett was again steady under center with 220 passing yards and two scores. He connected seven times with Amari Cooper, who finished with 101 receiving yards and a touchdown. Cleveland held Pittsburgh to just a field goal in the second half, as it improved to 2-1. Najee Harris rushed for 56 yards and a score in the losing effort. The Steelers were 1-for-9 on third down conversions as they dropped to 1-2. The first Thursday night football game on Amazon Prime's video last week would average just over 13 million viewers. That's according to Nielsen. The numbers line up with the Thursday franchise's average on Fox and the NFL Network last year, which saw just under 13 million viewers per game. The contest between the LA Chargers and the Kansas City Chiefs was up by 47% over last season's Thursday night football opener. The LSU football program is being placed on probation for 1 year due to recruiting violations. The NCAA handed down penalties. A former assistant coach admitted to meeting with a high school player during the COVID pandemic at a time when recruiting was supposed to be off limits. That coach has since been fired. The NASCAR playoffs are rolling through the Lone Star State on Sunday. The Auto Trader Echo Park Automotive will take place from Texas Motor Speedway. The drivers in the playoffs are looking to punch their ticket to the third round as the second round gets going this Sunday. Chris Buescher won last week at Bristol, which concluded a first round of no playoff drivers picking up a win. Taking a look at Thursday's scoreboard in SIJHSAA Class S Baseball Regional play, Jasper defeated New Hope 10-0. Jasper now moves on to face St. Joe in the championship game to be held on Monday at 4 p.m. in Jeff. In high school volleyball, Edwards County defeated Richland County in varsity play on homecoming night in two sets with scores of 25-16 and 25-15. JV also won in two sets. Their scores were 25-20, 25-20. The freshmen tied. Edwards County will face El Dorado in Black Diamond Conference play on Monday, September the 26th. In NFL action last night, the Browns defeated the Steelers 29-17. And in Major League Baseball action, the Cardinals came out on top of the Padres 5-4. It was the Rangers beating the Angels 5-3, the Royals over the Twins 4-1. The Mariners beat the A's 9-5, and the Tampa Bay Rays decimated the Blue Jays 10-5. The Orioles shut out the Astros 2-0. The Yankees downed the Sox 5-4 in 10 innings. It was the Guardians over the White Sox 4-2. The Giants shut out the Rockies 3-0. And the Cubs beat the Pirates 3-2. The Reds fell to the Brewers 5-1. The Braves were shut out by the Phillies 1-0. And the Dodgers beat the Diamondbacks 3-2. Taking a look at today's schedule in high school baseball action, Sisney will be in Altamont. That game starts at 6 p.m. In high school football, Fairfield takes on Carmi White County. You can catch the game live on 104.9 FM, WFIW, WFIWradio.com, and Network One Sports. Kickoff is scheduled for 7 p.m. with pregame set for 6:50. And Edwards County will take on Vianna in homecoming action tonight. Game time is 7, pregame is 6:50. You can catch the action live on 105.9 FM, WOKZ, and Network One Sports. In other high school football area action, CZR takes on Cesar Vallier. Flora faces off against Johnston City. It's Belleville Altoff taking on Centralia, and Cahokia plays Carbondale. Marion goes up against Mount Vernon. Carlisle plays Dupo. Chester faces off against Trenton Westland. And Redbud plays Sparta. Is Casey Westfield taking on Lawrenceville? Mount Carmel plays Olney Richland County. Robinson goes up against Newton. And Harrisburg is in action against Massac County. It will be Heron versus Murfreesboro. Anna Jonesboro taking on Carterville. DuQuoin facing off against Pinckneyville, and Nashville plays Alton Marquette. In baseball tonight, the Cardinals are at L.A. to face the Dodgers. It's the Astros versus the Orioles, the Red Sox versus the Yankees, the Blue Jays versus the Rays. The Guardians play the Rangers, the Mariners face the Royals, the Angels take on the Twins, and the White Sox go against the Tigers. The Cubs are at Pittsburgh to face the Pirates. The Nationals will play the Marlins. The Brewers will face the Reds, and the Braves go up against the Phillies. The Padres take on the Rockies, the Giants face the Diamondbacks, and in interleague play tonight, the Mets go up against the A's. On Saturday, in high school cross country, Fairfield takes on Lawrenceville at 10 a.m. at the Lawrenceville Invite. In tennis, Fairfield is at the Fairfield Invitational at Lakeside Courts starting at 10 a.m., and El Dorado faces off against Hamilton County. And in high school football action on Saturday, Benton will take on West Frankfort. That's a Friday check of sports. Here's your Classic Hits WFIW 104.9 forecast. Today shows a 20% chance of showers after noon with increasing cloud coverage and a high near 68. Overnight tonight, there's a 20% chance of continuing showers, with mostly cloudy skies and a low near 56. A slight chance of showers continuing early into Saturday, otherwise mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny, with a high near 82. And overnight Saturday night will be mostly clear, with a low near 58.
To stay informed.